Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. Today is Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022. This is edition number 141 of season 4 of the Morning Devotional. We are working our way through the Westminster Shorter Catechism. We're using the larger catechism occasionally to help us better understand things. We are dealing with matters related to the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. So today we're going to consider larger catechism question 169. Let's pray first, and then we'll look at this question and answer together. Our God in heaven, as we again come before your word and come to understand this very important truth as given to us in your word, we would pray your spirit would teach us and guide us. We bless your name this morning, for you alone are holy and righteous and good. We are sinners. We are creatures of dust. And so we depend upon your kindness and mercy that you might give us your grace, an extra measure of it, and your spirit to teach us. Even this morning we pray for Christ's sake. Amen. Larger Catechism question 169 asks, how hath Christ appointed bread and wine to be given and received in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper? The answer is, Christ hath appointed the ministers of his word in the administration of this sacrament of the Lord's Supper to set apart the bread and wine from common use by the word of institution, thanksgiving and prayer, to take and break the bread and to give both the bread and the wine to the communicants who are, by the same appointment, to take and eat the bread, to drink the wine in thankful remembrance that the body of Christ was broken and given and his blood shed for them. We note the proof text there from 1 Corinthians 11, again, verses 23 and 24. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, also he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Now, these are known as the words of institution. They are the words that I use when I am doing the Lord's Supper before my congregation. I have here a little cheat sheet that I carry into the pulpit with me so that I follow the process as given to me by the denomination in which I serve. There's a lot of latitude, of course, in certain areas, but these words of institution are this. The Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, as I, ministering in his name, now do for you. And he said, this is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And then for the cup, the same manner, also after the supper, Jesus took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So these words are really taken right out of the various sections of Scripture that highlight or give to us the administration of the meal by the Savior, as well as the words of the Apostle Paul. But only, as the larger catechism expresses it, just as in preaching the Word of God, the administering of the sacraments are only given to ordained ministers of the Word of God in the public worship of God. And that's precisely what is said there. Christ hath appointed the ministers of his Word. That is to say, larger catechism 158, by whom is the Word of God to be preached? The Word of God is to be preached only by such as are sufficiently gifted and also duly approved and called to that office. I dealt with this at length many editions ago, so you might have to go back and find it. I think actually I did it under a special series that I did on preaching and worship. But be that as it may, it is an ordained minister to the of the Word. That is to say that ruling elders in the church are not permitted by Scripture and our polity, that is the rules that govern the denomination in which I serve, are not permitted to administer the sacraments of the Word of God, and they do not preach. They may exhort from the pulpit, but they do not preach. There is a difference, regardless of what some may think. There is a distinct difference between the two. But be that as it may, our confession states clearly that ministers of the Word are the ones that are to administer the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. They do that as ministers of Christ, as ministering in his name. They set apart the bread and wine from common use to a holy use. That is to say, bread is bread. It's bread, it's always bread, and it will be bread, and it's not going to change substance. We don't subscribe to transubstantiation or some other weird hocus-pocus or thing when it comes to the bread and the wine. They are bread and wine, and they are common elements that you'll find anywhere on any dinner table across America. But we set them apart from a common use to a holy use. That is to say that God might bless them in such a way that it would minister to the people. And it's done by the word of institution with thanksgiving and prayer. And so before the words of institution are given at the meal, the minister prays that the Lord would bless the time at that table, that he would set apart the elements from their common use to a holy use and a holy end. He breaks the bread. He takes it. He breaks it there in front of the congregation. And I mean physically breaks the loaf of bread. It's emblematic of the broken body of Christ before the people, and to give both the bread and the wine to the communicants. Now, this is a statement against Rome, wherein Rome would only give the bread to the participants, not the wine, and many days ago, because of their superstitious ideology, to think that the parishioner might spill the wine on the floor and thus do damage to the blood of Christ, and it's just superstitious nonsense. But the bottom line is that we give both, and we give them in separate movements. That is to say, we don't believe in the doctrine of intinction, in which the bread is dipped into the wine and then they take the bread and the wine at the same time. But they are done in separate movements to give both the bread and the wine to the communicants, who are, by the same appointment, to take and eat the bread and drink the wine in thankful remembrance that the body of Christ was broken and given and his blood shed for them. So these are very simple things that the Lord's Supper communicates to the worthy participants that we discussed yesterday. It is done by a minister of the word, setting apart those elements from a common use to a holy use. The bread is broken. The elements are given in two different movements, the bread first and then the wine to the recipients as they remember in thanksgiving, in joyful thanksgiving, of that which Christ has done in securing their redemption. That is, of course, his broken body and his shed blood. And so all of these things, I think we know as Christians, but we should meditate more so upon as we approach the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. We need to consider the great cost that the Lord Jesus Christ paid, that you and I might be at that meal, that we might be called sons and daughters of the Most High. We need to think and meditate upon the suffering of our Savior in these matters, these things. We should never go through this each time we do it in a ritualistic, mindless manner, for we are to engage in worship using our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. And of course, the sacrament is an act of worship, because as we note from 1 Corinthians 11, as we do this, we proclaim or we confess the Lord's death until he comes. And so we are making a public profession. We are making a public statement in some sense, in a non-technical sense. We are preaching the death of Christ to all that witness it. And we do so until the Lord does return. So very simple things, but things that we need to consider more so, more deeply, and meditate upon each time we come to the Lord's table. Well, I trust these times are helpful for you. If you have any comments or questions, you can leave me a note. The way to contact me is there before you on the screen, reminding you that if you have any theological or practical type questions that you would like me to address on the Friday editions of the morning devotional, then please submit those using the email that is on the screen. And so until Wednesday, when we continue looking at the issues related to the Lord's Supper, may the Lord bless you today. May he keep you, help you to walk in all of his ways. God bless.